a good business. It's not. It's not. Come at me if you think differently, but I just don't think that's a good business. And I think it's also very cruel to work your employees to a ground. That's just my opinion. So I think that 30 to 50, you're looking about, I'd say around 10 employees, maybe 15. It sounds like a lot. And yes, that's a huge jump from 2 to 3 employees. That's why the past year and a half, I've really just been hiring and focusing on so much hiring. It's absolutely insane. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Converts. I'm Caroline Lewis. We are diving right into it because I'm hoping this will be, you know, a 30-ish minute episode like most mine are, but we've got a lot to cover because today I really want to talk about methods to scale from like 5 figures to 6 figures and then 6 figures to 7 and so forth. But we're really going to be focusing on like that 5 to 6 figure tier because I think most of you all listening are in that tier. But then we definitely are going to talk about the 6 to 7 because there are definitely ways to scale your business. Right. And I'm just giving you my own opinions. None of this is like, if I do this, I will get 100% of this type of return. I'm just giving you my opinion based off of our own statistics that we've seen through running traffic and building pages and stuff for our clients. This episode is definitely going to be conversion and number heavy because you as a business owner definitely need to understand your conversions. You definitely need to be a little bit more serious about your numbers, and you need to definitely understand why they are important and why you should care about your numbers if you feel like you don't. So let's kind of dive into it. I think, you know, starting my business almost 4 years ago at this point, I think the biggest accomplishment was to get to that 10K a month mark. I definitely wanted to hit that as soon as possible because I would say for the average corporate job, especially in a managerial job, typically you're making about 120 a year, which is 10K a month. And I knew that in order to leave my corporate job, I just wanted to make sure I was making close to that 10K a month mark. So I know that's definitely very important for a lot of new business owners is to scale to 10K. And then from there, it really just depends on the type of business that you want. You can go back to a couple episodes where I talk about the different types of entrepreneurs, but it really just depends on if you want a lifestyle type of business where you're only making money just to suit your lifestyle, or if you really want to like go all in and build a very big and profitable type of business and keep scaling it from there. So, I mean, a lot of people can live very well off of 10K a month, especially as a business owner, because you have 10 times more freedom owning your business, making 10K a month than you were a corporate job making 10K a month. So I think that's why a lot of people strive to hit that number, definitely a good number to hit. And then from there, I think people kind of get confused and or they get a little discouraged because I would say after 10K a month, you do need to start thinking about hiring team members to help scale your business. I've talked to a lot of people who are totally fine at the income level that they're at with their business. I will say I've never talked to anyone making over $20,000 a month and being still a solopreneur. They typically have help, whether that's assistants or VAs or an agency or in-house members. I've definitely worked with entrepreneurs who are making 10K and run the boat themselves, because I do think that's still doable. But yeah, I think scaling 20K a month plus, you are really going to need help. So I did some numbers behind me because we are going to talk about like traffic and conversion rates that way, just so that you know and can set your own expectations. This episode's really just about setting your own expectations based off of what you want out of your business. Obviously, your dreams and aspirations are 1,000% different than ours and mine and anyone else listening to this, right? I've always wanted to build my business and make it very, very large and bring in tons of money, just because it's something that I've always been very, very passionate about, is to scale this to a $1 million agency. We're not at that point yet, but we're about that $500,000 point, which is still very impressive. Of course, it's something to be very, very proud of and very, very grateful, but I've just always wanted to scale this to a $1 million business. So my conversion rates and my amount of work and like the funnels and the traffic that we have to draw into my business is going to be totally different if you're just wanting to hit 10K a month, because you don't have to hit as big of numbers in order to hit 10K a month. It's definitely doable. So we've got to kind of talk about both spectrums. But before I do, I kind of want to lay out the phase of growing your business and what that really looks like. I don't know if a lot of people talk about this or not, but I've had a couple of really great mentors in the past. I've had a couple of shitty mentors in the past, like anyone. But the ones that were quite incredible I had early on in my business. I am a huge, huge advocate for mentorship. However, I'm the type of person, I do not do group mentorship. It has to be one-on-one. I want your individual time. I do not need to deal with a group of people. Just who I am, and it's always been who I am. So my mentors in the beginning, I had a mentor to get me to 10K. I had a mentor to get me to 30K a month. And then after that, I've pretty much kind of figured things out to scale, you know, to the 50K a month and a little bit more. So I haven't had as many mentors in the past, but we're about to hit a next level in our business. So I do think next year I will be hiring a mentor for myself. And the business. But when I was early on in my stage, I had someone kind of explain this and I thought it was really cool. So when you're first starting your business, you're typically that 0 to 10K a month is a huge goal for people. Definitely, definitely doable. I think a lot of businesses reach 10K a month pretty quickly. You really only need, I would say, one or two offers. You don't have to 100% be like dialed down into a niche. You can still be fairly broad. You don't have to have high ticket. You can get by doing lower ticketed items and still making 10K a month. And again, you don't really have as much overhead because you're really just relying on systems and your own willpower to grow and maintain that business, because you can set a lot of stuff up automatically. So you don't feel like you have VAs or anything like that. If anything, you might just pay for one-off services on Fiverr or something like that to edit videos or your podcast episode or build a newsletter out or whatever that looks like. But you're not really focusing on building a team because your income's not there, right? You don't really need it. I would say there's two reasons to build a team. Obviously, to help with your time as the business owner. That's definitely one of the biggest reasons. But the other one is to scale your business to that next level. So that's why I always say the next phase that you're looking at, if you've already reached that 10K, is that 30K a mark. So I just never can do quick math in my head. But if you're making $30,000 a month in your business, you're bringing in $360,000 a year, which is absolutely incredible. A lot of people, that's a lot of money for a lot of people. Out of that $360,000, you know, you do need a small team to help manage, right? Because if you've been able to grow your business to 10K a month without help, because you've really relied on like automation, simplifying things, definitely doable. Now, when you're looking to level up to that 30K a month, you are definitely going to need help. When I was doing this, I had one employee. Yep, I had one employee that I still had when we hit our 30K a month. I'm trying to think if that's a lie, but no, we had one employee who's been with us since the get-go. So she's like our OG. Absolutely love her. Kudos and shout out to Lovely. She's your designer, developer. If anyone works with us, she's absolutely phenomenal. But anyways, so she started with us when I was 10K a month, and essentially helped me scale to the 30K a month, mainly through, because when you're hiring employees, you're thinking, you know, what services are they bringing to the table to elevate us as a company, right? So I continued writing all the copies and doing all the automations, but I knew building out the actual funnels and sequences and stuff like that was something that I was not incredible at design-wise, because I'm not a creative, I'm an analytical person. So that's why that was the first employee that I really wanted to bring into the business. And that's kind of what you have thought process when you're starting to hire as well is, you know, who can help save time? Yes. But who can also bring that next level into the business? Because from there, when you start to hiring, you really start to raise your prices, which obviously helps you reach those 30K months a lot faster. So I typically would say 1 to 2. So maybe you have like a copywriter and a VA or a designer and a VA or something like that. But I would say 10 to 30K a month, you're typically dealing with 1 to 2 employees. They don't have to be W-2s. They're typically 1099s at this point. But then your next phase in business is 30 to 50K a month. And that's our business. Like all businesses, you go up and down. It's not 100% consistent every single month, but that 30 to 50K. So once you reach 50K, I think, unless I'm totally off, let's see. Yeah, so once you reach that 50K, that's $600,000 business. So you've hit over the $500,000 mark in your business, which is huge. I mean, $500,000 is a lot of money. When you're running a business that big, it doesn't feel like it because your overhead has to go up a lot more. Now, I'm not talking, this is not net profit. I'm just saying when you hit 50K a month in your business, that's $600,000 a year. I'm not talking about net. So I'm not talking about any of your expenses, because when you go to that next phase, 30 to 50K a month, you definitely need a team because things start moving very, very quickly. And I think the biggest mistake you could make is cheaping out and saying, I don't need a team, I'll just push who I have. If you're in that mentality, you will go down. I've seen and worked with tons of companies that just push their employees way too hard. You're not creating a good work culture. Maybe that's not important for you. If it's not, then you can just leave this episode right now, because I'm definitely after creating sustainable businesses that last a long time and have a good reputation, both from clients and from employees, right? Because if your employees are happy, they do better. They make fewer mistakes and they're happier people. They deliver a lot higher quality stuff. That's just nature. So if you're going to work your employees to the ground because you're cheap, you're being cheap and you're trying to make more money yourself than actually put it back into your business, in my opinion, that's not a good business. It's not. Come at me if you think differently, but I just don't think that's a good business. And I think it's also very cruel to work your employees to a ground. That's just my opinion. So I think that 30 to 50, you're looking about, I'd say around 10 employees, maybe 15. It sounds like a lot. And yes, that's a huge jump from 2 to 3 employees. That's why the past year and a half, I've really just been hiring and focusing on so much hiring. It's absolutely insane. I feel like we hire all the time, but you really need that team to continue like leveling, like creating the content and the deliverability that your business is at. But when you have clients constantly coming to you, you have to keep producing quickly, which means you have to have more employees, right? So you're also bringing like that next level of expertise, but you need more quantity of people in order to keep up from the demands of your clients. So that's why I would say about, you know, 10 to 15, because we're about 10 employees. And I think it's like we have the perfect team right now that can definitely help me get to, I would say, close to 80K a month. But I don't think this team, if I don't hire anyone, we would need to hire more people in order to hit 80K, because it would be a little bit too much for them. But it's a good amount-ish, like that 10 to 15 for sure would definitely take you to 80K, which would be the next tier. So when you're in 50, you're really focusing on 50 to 80K a month, which is $1 million business. So when you're at those 80K marks, it's a huge, huge accomplishment for yourself. But you definitely need helping hands. You need things to be streamlined. You cannot deal with anything broken in your pipeline. You're building a huge reputation for yourself as well and for your and your business. So you need the helping hands to make sure everything is streamlined properly. And at that point, you have a lot of different products and services that you're offering. So you need to make sure things are organized and people are understanding where and when to do what and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely a huge leap as a business owner, but it can be extremely intimidating because the amount of people that you need to help you get to that million mark. Again, this is just my opinions. I am sure, I mean, I've heard of other people reaching the $1 million mark, maybe through, actually, honestly, I have not met a single person that's done it by themselves. Typically, they have investor money, which I count as a team because you have someone doing something for you. Or they have teams, they have VAs, they have their brother, their family members that still counts as a team. So I've never actually met or heard of someone just building it from scratch without a single other person helping them. But I'm sure in some of these tech startup companies, they build a software and then they just sell it really quick for $1 million. And you know, that's what they make. So sure, maybe it can happen. But if you're looking to really, you know, level up from that 5 to 6 figure business and then 6 to 7 figure business, I'm just letting you know expectations. You're going to have people. And it's a really cool feeling when you're able to hire people and give them a salary and a great life and insurance and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we got insurance for our company, I think it was this January or maybe last January. I have no idea because time flies way too quick. But it was a huge accomplishment. I've always wanted to have health insurance for the gang and I wanted to make it available, you know, to everyone. So that was definitely a huge accomplishment as a business owner. And like I said, it's a really cool feeling to be able to build that team up yourself and train them and nurture them and have them interact with your clients and everyone's happy and job. Like, it's such a cool feeling. So I think though, in the beginning stage, you do not have to worry about that too much. When is a good time to start building a team is when you feel like or make that comment, my business will not get any bigger than where it's at right now. I've actually just had lunch with a friend and she told me that the other day that her business is not going to grow anymore because she doesn't have the team to help her grow it up. And she doesn't want to take the time nor the expense to grow it up. So she's very happy with where her business is at currently. And some people are like that. That's totally fine. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you could definitely do that between 10 to 20K a month. You cannot do that over 20K unless you literally like working 24/7, which is not the point of having your business at that point, in my opinion, right? You're creating these to create a cool culture for yourself and a good lifestyle. So why not hire some people to help you achieve that? But that's kind of the front end of what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about some of the stuff that I wrote down on this board. Let me bring it a little bit closer maybe. Whoa. Nope, this way. I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay, there we go. So first off is obviously team. Now, I would say most of our clients, instead of hiring a team, they hire us because we're an agency and we bring an entire team to them. You can definitely get by with that. We are technically 1099 contractors for all of our clients, but most of our clients come to us in a very urgent state of like, I want to grow fast and they don't want to spend the time to train in-house employees. Nor they don't want to spend the money on W-2 because W-2 employees do cost. You have insurance and taxes and all that kind of stuff. So I would say if you want like results fast, you don't want to have to deal with training a team, then that's when you should hire an agency. But just know hiring agencies are very expensive, right? Because I've built my entire team of 10 to just come into your business and take over. So that's like paying 10 salaries. We don't charge that, but essentially that's what you're getting when you work with agencies. So just keep that in mind. So from there, building your business, you know, the 10 to 30, 30, 50, 50, 80, once you're at 80K a month, you're really just after hitting 100,000. And then once you're at 100,000 a month, dude, you know what's working and what's not. And you can easily scale from there to 250, 350, whatever your heart desires. So the other side to this is, of course, your pipeline. I just did a video, an episode, I think it came out last week, about streamlining your business and the importance of funnels and automations and what that can really do for you as a business owner. However, today I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper into conversions. Not super, super deep. I don't want to bore you, but just to start giving you some ideas. Because when you have the money coming through and you're ready to reach that next level of your business, you really need to start asking yourself, what am I offering? What am I lacking? And what can I scale, right? You really need to understand your and look at your analytics in order to know that. But typically, I would say on average, all of our clients have at least four funnels and four products in their business. And the whole point of all of these is definitely to upsell into that one-on-one, because the one-on-one is the highest ticket. Typically, our client one-on-one price point is, I would say, 5 to 10K, sometimes even more, about 20K. So you don't need as many of those to reach 10K a month, which is why I added over here like 1, 2, 10, and 370. So if you have that high ticket, you just need one person, but you're gonna have the lowest conversion rate because of the price point, right? So typically that one-on-one, going back to the last episode, you want some type of call booking funnel, but it's great to have the other funnels to really nurture people in so that when they do get on a call with you, they know exactly who you are, what you offer, how you work with people, and they just wanna give you their money, right? So one of those 10K, if you want to scale to 80, you just need 8 clients a month, and that's an $80,000 a month business. It sounds a lot easier than it is, right? But 8 people out of the billions that are in this world, definitely doable at a 10K. But you have to be worth that 10K, right? So the next tier is typically the courses or the groups. I'm highlighting groups here because group coaching programs, group masterminds, stuff like that. You're looking typically, I would say those are like 5K-ish. Programs, you know, one-time fees with split payments. You need 2 of those a month to also hit 10K. And then we come into courses, which can vary from super low ticket to about medium ticket price point. So I'm just going to say on average, our client's course is about 997. You need 10 sales to have a 10K month, right? 10 purchasers at 10K a month. And then you come into tiny offers, which are anything under $100. Our average typically is 27. You need 370 purchases a month to hit that 10K. So that's why it is a big traffic game. The tiny offers convert higher because it's low price point, easy purchase, right? So we're looking like 5 to 10%, which means you need about 10 to 30 people to come through your pipeline in order to hit these numbers. Your course, right, as you can see, the percentages start to go down. So 3 to 5% conversion into a course, depending on the price point. So you need about 30 to 50 people coming through your pipeline there to purchase that 997 group and one-on-one. You're looking at about a 1% conversion because of the price point. So you're going to need 50 to 100 people coming through your pipeline in order to reach these numbers. That doesn't include like sale closers and stuff like that. That kind of takes it to a whole different game. I'm just trying to give you an idea of how much traffic you actually need to really push into your business. You need a lot of traffic, like a lot of traffic. If you were constantly bringing in 100 people a day, like emails into your business, or you had 100 new followers a day on Instagram, like 100 new eyeballs into your business that started going through your pipeline, you would be 20,000 a month, if not more, right? You just really need traffic. I think people always forget this, but that's for another episode. Some other things you want to look out for are your email conversion. So typically your open rate, 20 to 50%. I think ours on average is about 38%. Weird number. Call to actions, 2 to 8%, depending on the price point that you're calling to action within the email. Your landing page, which is typically like a free something, 30% opt-in rate. And then your sales page ranges from 1 to 10%, depending on the price point, right? Higher price point, 1%, lower price point, up to 10%. So think of how much traffic you actually need to bring into your business in order to hit these numbers. You need quite a lot of traffic, which is what people don't remember. So if you're at that point in your business and you're like, I want to scale, I want to hit 10K a month consistently, or 30K or 50K, hopefully these numbers will kind of make sense to you. And you understand that it's really a traffic game more than selling. Like, the more traffic you have, and obviously automation set up, the system will just sell for you. So you really, really, really need to bring hundreds of people through your pipeline every single day in order to make multiple sales. One of mentor that I had very, very early on, Maria Wendt, she's freaking awesome. You can go look her up on Instagram. Super honest girl. She now has like couple million dollar business, but she's had it for 10 plus years. And she was saying the other day how, you know, she loves to break down how much traffic her reels bring to her website, and then from there her sales pages convert. So like, she'll get like 20,000 people to land onto her landing page from a reel, because she has a huge following. And then that reel will convert, or that landing page converts at like 15% or something like that, right? So that's, let me see if I can remember the math that she did. Oops. Times 15%. So it's 3,000 people. And then maybe they convert at like 8% into something. So 200, yeah, that was pretty much her conversions. 240, because she was like, we had 120 or 240 people just purchase. And that 240 people, I think she typically sells tiny offers. So I'm going to say at 37, and that's $8,880. But that's from 20,000 people viewing a reel and then going onto her page at, you know, whatever that conversion rate and so forth. So just because you have the traffic on the front end, you have to start adding all of those conversion numbers on the back end. And then it's a much smaller number, but that's why traffic is so important. So if you are like, I really want to scale my business, my number one thing and biggest advice is look at your traffic and how much traffic you have and are bringing in every single day. How many people are landing on your website? What does that bounce rate look like? How many people are opting into your emails every single day? What do those conversion rates look like? How many people are landing on your direct sales pages? What do those conversions look like? If you do not know any of that, then there you go. That's probably your biggest issue going on in your business. If you're looking at all of that and your numbers are a little bit lower than what we have going on here, then work on conversion rates. If you're looking at that and you feel like you're hitting your target, you're getting tons of people, your conversion rates are very, very good, then that's a whole different ballgame. And I don't have hours to go into that. So if that's the case, just let me know. I'll do a podcast about that eventually, but that's a whole different ballgame. But typically I'd say like 80% of people aren't even having to worry about that. It's just a traffic and conversions number versus those who say traffic and conversions are good. Then I would say it's an audience issue. So, or a product issue, that's why it's a whole different ballgame. So anyways, I hope this episode helped. I hope it inspires you to hit those big numbers. Don't feel like you're being too ambitious. Go after whatever number your heart is set on. If that's millions of dollars, go for it. We actually had a client said they wanted to hit $250,000 a month. And I'm like, hey, I mean, I would love to do that too, but like, where are you currently at, you know? So just make sure you have these big goals, but you also are being realistic to yourself and start in those phases. So 0 to 10K, goal number one. 10 to 30, goal number two. 30 to 50, goal number three. 50 to 80, goal number four. 80 plus, 100,000, goal number five, and you are set, baby. You are doing super, super well. You've built a multi-million dollar business all by yourself. That's absolutely incredible. At this point, you can look at selling your business, or you can look at continuing scaling it and hiring your own CEO to take you out of the picture. And then you're really living that entrepreneurial lifestyle. So another topic. There's so many podcast episodes from just this one. Anyways, I hope this helped. I kept it to 30 minutes as promised. I hope it inspires you. Let me know what you think. Give us a rating and review. Hit us up on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to our monthly membership if you want even more golden nuggets like this. So that's it from me today, folks. I will talk to you all later. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.